trust basics. First, it must be understood that any trust, regardless of the many designations applied to them, is, in its most basic sense, a property interest held by one person, the trustee, at the request of another, the settlor, for the benefit of a third party, the beneficiary. The classification applied to a trust is based primarily upon its mode of creation, in which it may be created either by act of a party or by operation of the law. In the case of the former, trusts are divided into two types, express or implied. Without getting into the various subclasses of express and implied trusts, the basic difference between one created by express act of a party and one created by implied act of a party is that the former is stated fully in language, oral or written, while the latter is inferred solely from the conduct of the parties. These are very generalized definitions, so presented for want of space, since there are many intricacies concerning the true meaning of the term implied. It has been shown that, in a sense, the classification of express trust can only be applied based on what is implied by the language of the instrument which created the trust, so, we won't get into that. Our focus is on a particular written express trust type, and even though the above definition is essentially accurate, it does little to define the express trust as it is known in its fullest sense under the protections of the common law.